Adam Hatch presents The Strange Dr. Weir.
Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps a story might calm your nerves a little. This story is about a strange spell and a stranger magic. I call it The Summoning of Shandor.
In a moment, you and I will take a deep breath and step into the strange world of Dr. Weir. And while you brace yourself, I'd like to do right by my sponsor and say something nice about Adam Hatch. That's not very hard to do, especially right now with the breathtaking fall and winter line of up-to-the-minute Adam Hatch now on display in the thousands of Adam stores and authorized dealers from coast to coast. Why not stroll by your nearest Adam shop and take a quick look at some of that quality headgear? Believe me, when you buy an Adam, you're buying real quality and correct style, as well as perfect fit. An Adam is one of America's greatest hat values. Now, here's Dr. Weir.
My story, The Summoning of Shandor, begins in a curious circular room at the top of a deserted lighthouse near San Francisco. There are three men in the room. One is bound tightly to a chair, his face wet with the perspiration of agony. The second is small and ferret-like. The third man is squat, with a soft, pulpy body and blubbery countenance that makes him look like a frog as he speaks.
Well, Compton, are you ready to tell us where your wife is yet?
You'll never find her, Freddy. She's out of your reach.
Let me put another splinter under his fingernail, Tron. Well, that ought to make him tell us where he's got her head.
How's Boss? I've got a better idea. Yeah. Have you ever heard of Shandor?
That old Hindu who lives down in Chinatown? Yeah, I heard plenty about him. I don't want nothing to do with that guy.
They tell me one little trick of his called the summoning is supposed to make anybody you want come to you, even from the furthest ends of the earth.
You mean he can bring him here even if we don't...
Yes, Spot. Suppose you go get this Shandor. We'll have him work his spell. And no matter where Thompson had his wife hidden, she'll come to us, whether she wants to or not.
So, half an hour later, the door of a tiny, strangely furnished room, deep in the heart of Chinatown, slowly opens.
Yes. What is it, please?
Shandor?
I am called by that name.
My boss has got a job for you. He wants you to work him a spell. The one called the summoning.
The summoning?
Yeah.
That is a powerful and dangerous charm not to be lightly attempted. And yet it has been ordained for 1,000 years that I shall go with you and do as you wish.
A few minutes later, Shandor, followed by Spot, was climbing the endless steps that led to the top of the deserted lighthouse, where Frog Fenton and his prisoner were waiting.
Fenton, this is madness. This obsession of yours about Ellen, my wife.
Yes, obsession. For 5 long years, I've waited for this moment. The moment when Ellen will come to me. Come to me and tell me she's willing to be mine. And unless she does that, you'll die tonight. Painfully. Slowly.
That's madness, Fenton. Just because you asked her to marry you once and she turned you down?
She'd have been mine if you hadn't come along.
No. No, she wouldn't. She was just sorry for you because you...
Because I love the way I do. Like a frog. I know. She said it made her skin crawl just to have me touch her hand. You think I could forgive that? I went to prison because I was caught stealing money to have my face changed so she liked me. I told her that. She told you and you told the police. You expect me to forgive that?
Fenton, listen to me. Forget this crazy idea of revenge. Turn me loose.
I've told you the price of your life. It's for your wife, Ellen, to come to me gladly. Kiss me. Me, whose very touch made her skin crawl. If she won't do that, you'll die. Now... For the last time. Where is she?
She's where you can never find her.
Never.
You're far!
Thompson. You're unconscious. So, you think you can keep her hidden from me, do you?
What?
It's you.
Yeah. Go on in, Shandor.
I obey.
You know what you're here to do?
This man has told me.
Bud, we have a friend, a young woman. She's lost and we can't find her. We want to bring her here. You'll be well paid.
I do not use my knowledge for pay. Have you a picture of the one who is to be summoned?
Yes, here.
Yes, she's young and fair.
Now, get busy and get her here. And if your spells don't work, I'll throw you out that window down to the rocks below. Understand?
Sandor has no fear of you. First, the incense must be lighted.
That's strong stuff.
Shut up, Spot. Go down below and wait there.
Okay. You'll speak first.
First, you must call the one who is wanted and ask her to come.
All right.
Ellen. Ellen. Come to me.
Ellen, come. Ellen, come. Ellen, come. Ellen, come.
We'll learn what happens in just a moment. First, I wonder if we could have a word with you, Dr. Weird.
Yes, yes, young man. What is it?
Well, your program really scares me tonight, Doctor. I want you to give me something for my frenzied nerves. Just a... Say, what's that thing you're carrying around?
Is it? Just a human skull.
A skull, huh? Look, Doc, never mind about my nerves. Just go away for a minute, and we'll all think about something nice. Gentlemen, I hope the next time you stroll by your nearest Adam hat store, you'll find time to step inside for a brief look around. Believe me, that fall and winter line of hats just arrived really represents a fine assortment of quality. Prices, you'll notice, run from only $3.45 up to $10. Buy your size in a famous Adam 5, one of America's greatest hat values, which features the most correct, up-to-the-minute styles in genuine fur felt. Men choose Adam because an Adam just naturally does something for a fellow. The ladies certainly agree with that. That's why so many ladies are giving their men Adam hat gift certificates for Christmas. That way, he makes his own selection of size, color, shape at any time he pleases, just by presenting the gift certificate at any one of the thousands of Adam hat shops and authorized dealers from coast to coast. This Christmas, madam, give him an Adam. Now, Dr. Weir.
Now for the rest of my story, the summoning of Shandor. In the tiny room at the top of the deserted lighthouse, the magician Shandor sounds the gong which summons the missing from wherever they may be.
Ellen, come. Ellen, come. Ellen, come.
She comes. She is almost here. Huh? Well, that gong. What is it?
Oh, you come too. The Shandor comes. And he's been summoning your wife. Ellen is coming. She's almost here.
No. No, that's not possible. It mustn't be.
But it is. She's almost here now.
No. No.
Be not distressed, my friend. She comes gladly.
But she sweetly says that she neither see nor hear what is to happen.
Look into my eyes.
I...
There. Now there is a veil over your senses.
And the footsteps.
She is here. She whom you have summoned has come to you dressed in white and veiled as a bride.
Ella, you come.
You called me, and I came.
Yes. I've been waiting 5 years for this moment, Ellen.
I come. I was glad to come.
Let me lift this veil away so I can see you. Your face, your eyes, your hair.
I will lift it. There.
No.
Now, take me in your arms.
No, no,
you summoned me. You cannot turn from me now.
No. Stay away from me. I'll shoot you. I'll kill you.
You summoned me. I shall remain with you as long as you live.
You're still coming toward me. I saw the voice hit you. Why aren't you dead?
You summoned me. We shall be together always now. Always.
No. No. Stand back, please. No.
You summoned me, and I came. Now I must go back. Go back.
Yes, you must return once more from whence you came.
It was a great distance, but I was glad to come. Tell my husband not to grieve. I was glad to come.
I...
Glad, but now I must go back.
Now, my friend, you may awaken.
Shandor, what happened? Where's Fenton?
This rod, like one whose soul was evil, gone. When your wife came to him and he saw her face, mad overtook him. He leaped to his death on the rocks below.
Her face, it was horribly mutilated in the accident in which she was killed. She was buried in her wedding dress and veil.
She said she was glad to come.
But she couldn't have come. She's dead. She's been buried for years.
Well, do you feel calmer now? Quite a powerful spell, wasn't it? So powerful that it could even call the dead from the grave.
Oh, you don't believe a word of it?
I'm glad. You'll sleep better tonight. Perhaps. Drop in on me again soon. I'm always home. Best look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weir.
Batman will be back in a moment with a word about next Tuesday night's program. Meanwhile, between now and then, why not buy an Adam Hack Christmas gift certificate for the man in your life? These certificates come inside a miniature hat box with a miniature hat and can be redeemed at any time at any of the thousands of Adam Hack shops and authorized dealers throughout the nation. Give an Adam gift certificate so that he may choose exactly the size, color, and shape he wants at any Adam Hat store or authorized dealer. Prices, $3.45 to $10. For Christmas, madam, give him an Adam. Now, Dr. Weir.
I hope you'll drop in on me again next week. I want to tell you a story I call Death in the Everglades. A story about a young couple who couldn't wait for their uncle to die and leave them his money. They went into the Everglades to get it. But their uncle's friend persuaded them to stay. Because they... But the rest of the story will have to wait until your next visit. Good night.
Join us next week at the same time for another visit with The Strange Dr. Weird. The Strange Dr. Weird, directed by Josh McGregor, is presented by the makers of Adam Hats, the hats that are always top in quality. This is Mutual.